Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy 4th of July. This is my 20th 4th of July show in a row, live 4th of July show, and I'm glad you're here. We even when the 4th of July is on the weekend, we do it on Friday, or we might even do it on Monday, but it's still a 4th of July celebration, so I'm glad you're here for our 20th, and we're going to be playing patriotic music just about every segment. As best we can, and I hope it'll get you in the mood, get you going, and get you thinking about something besides just the barbecue and the swimming and all the different things that you're going to be doing today. I hope you are celebrating though, because in doing all those things, you're celebrating what all those people that went before us worked so hard for. So we have this liberty. What is 4th of July if not liberty? And somebody I think understands that very well is our good friend Leo Haviland. Leo has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a Wall Street analyst, a recovering Wall Street operator. He's the author of Words on the Street, Language in the American Dream on Wall Street. He's our good friend Leo Haviland. Welcome back and happy 4th of July.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's an honor to be on your show, especially on such a great day, the 4th of July.
Well, it is, and I appreciate you being here. When you think about when you wake up on the 4th of July, and you, as an American, as a successful person, someone who's benefited from the ability that we all have to leverage this liberty in the marketplace and to prosper from it and to accrue the fruits of our labors, what do you think about this day?
Since America is the land of the opportunity, that makes one glad that although the ability to achieve the opportunity can vary between people and over time, one has to give great thanks for the cultural situation and the persistence of not only the current generation, but all the past generations and their sacrifices that has
the
made it.
The people on whose shoulders we stand.
Place. Yes. And the concept of opportunity also requires that we look forward and think not only of ourselves, but the opportunities we want to grant to others we know and that are coming in future generations, both here and overseas.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I agree with you. And you know, when I think about... when I think about today, of course, I think about it on different levels like you. I think of it first as an American, someone who's we're all fortunate to be born as Americans. I mean, I don't think there's any question that we all have a right to feel fortunate. We should feel fortunate. If you were born in America, if you are an American, if you became an American, you count your lucky stars, because there are a lot of people around the world, Leo, who have freedom, because I believe freedom is from God, Leo, but they don't have liberty. There's a difference between liberty and freedom. Freedom is from God. Liberty is a contract we get that we give to each other. We do that by forming a government. We do it by forming by having rules and regulations that we apply to each other. But those are all permissions. Those are all gifts that we give to each other, contracts that we give to each other. That's what I call liberty. A lot of people around the world don't have liberty, even if they have freedom. What do you think?
You make an excellent point. Implicitly, too, that raises nowadays the relationship between capitalism and liberty. What capitalism has brought, at least to many, is economic opportunity, a strong political structure in the states, and a lot of social progress where more and more persons have been included within the American dream. However, capitalism pushed far, and a lack of, or a growing lack of unity on what constitutes appropriate liberties in recent years seems to be reflected in some breakdown of the concept of community, other than, of course, the great joys of making money. Mm-hmm. And we see that in the states with the economic divisions between rich and poor, the 1% and the middle class and the rest, Republican against Democrat, and splits on issues of race, religion, gender, and so forth. So one needs to be very cautious about the consequences of unbridled freedom, perhaps, and lack of respect for the historic benefits of traditional liberties.
Do you think we're losing some of that, the historic perspective?
Yes, no question. One, the country itself and its educational system as well shows not a significant study of history over time, whether it's U.S. history or world history. Mm-hmm. And second, look at the divisions that are out there and yep. how angry people are. And not only that, the relative lack of civility one sees in all sorts of forums, whether it's in a small community setting or in the halls of Congress.
Do you think part of that is because most of us are no longer that close to not making it? I mean, I think everybody in America pretty much believes that we don't have to worry about going out and scratching out a living out of the dirt. The farther away we get from our own subsistence, does it make us a little lazy and a little bit self-involved?
It certainly has that risk. Chuck Berry has that song, Back in the USA.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA. But when it becomes so much emphasis on the I and less of the emphasis on the us or we the people, things can get pretty troubling.
Let's think about that, folks, today on this 4th of July. Let's take the I. There's no I in we, right? 20 after, right back with Leo Haviland. I'm Jim Blessingate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.